Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today we have a gentleman who in California is called a poacher. In Nevada, he's called a connector. Chris Holt, the executive director of Nevada Business Connections, is going to talk about bringing business to Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
Social Security, it means independence, a secure income. But shockingly, Sharon Angle wants to wipe out Social Security.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out.
She cut benefits for everyone coming into the system. That's Sharon Angle. First, a Scientology plan to give massages to prisoners. Now she wants to get rid of Medicare and Social Security. What's next?
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today we have Chris Holt, who is the executive director of Nevada Business Connections, a private economic development entity. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Chris, your group started 2 years ago, you know, and we do have some economic development authorities already in this state. Why do we need one that is private sector oriented?
Well, first of all, I was approached by about a dozen business people that said nothing's going on. So this was 2 years ago, and there were not a lot of jobs created, not a lot of things happening. So we went ahead and formed this group. Now we're up to about 215 members.
And who are your members?
They're all from the private sector. We do have four counties as members: Carson, Douglas, Lyon, and Story, and also the city of Fernley. But the rest are all from the private sector. And these people wanted something to shake it up, make something happen. You know, when the times are tough, you turn on the afterburners. So what we've done is we formed this group. We publish a monthly newsletter, and we have we host a monthly breakfast meeting, and I actually go on recruitment trips, which is unique. That's something that nobody does. We actually follow up on companies. We're very proactive. I've been in California and Oregon 10 times over the last 2 years.
And so you're a boots on the ground guy. When you go to these other states, when you go to California and Oregon, which have had their taxes increased and, you know, kind of some of the corporations targeted, what are you hearing from these companies?
Well, a couple of things I can't talk publicly about because there's about specific politicians in our state, but I guess the three reasons why they're not moving right this very minute. Now, you'd think they'd be coming over in droves over the mountain right now. But number one is the uncertainty of the political climate in Nevada. I mean, everything's up in the air. Our politicians, even on the sidelines, are doing different things. And the talk of a corporate and a personal income tax could be devastating. I could lose my career over that, actually. And that is a number one selling point. You know, people say we're trying to sell cheap. That's totally untrue. But number one is the uncertainty of the political climate. Number two is the situation that they're in. They're chained, they're tied down to their real estate situation, whether it be personal or business, they can't get out of it. And if they can, they've got to take a hit. Does that hit justify making a relocation? So they're in that situation. And the third thing is our power rates. You know, I'm talking about, we're after mom and pop shops, little manufacturers that are 100 employees or less. Matter of fact, our philosophy is we'd rather have 10 employee operations than one 100, because one of those might take a dive. One may more than likely will skyrocket. That's kind of diversifying your diversification. But we love those little mom and pop shops. They're 85% of Americana. I mean, that's what it's all about. So we like manufacturers, and we think they're the greatest benefit to the community. These other groups are going after Fortune 500s. They're after corporations, and that's fine. You know, I've had three of those in my career, and I've been doing this 20 years now, and very fortunate to work with Harley Credit down in Carson City. One guy comes to town, next thing you know, there are 500 employees. Chromalloy Nevada, huge company, $66 million plant in Carson City. They've refurbished aircraft turbine blades, about 350 employees. And of course, Starbucks, the roasting plant down in Minden. You know, those are all hard sells. It wasn't Chris Holt, Sunshine Rains Money. It was a team effort. And then we really went into those companies and worked hard. Each one of them took at least two and a half years to land. But we're talking about some great jobs, great benefits, great corporate citizens. And
well, yeah, and, you know, getting back to that, we talk about a corporate income tax, you know, as being the number one selling point of the state of Nevada, the lack of one and the lack of a personal income tax. Do we run the risk of getting cheap guys in here, people that don't pay their employees a good wage, people who don't want to be good corporate citizens?
That always happens. You know, we always talk to everybody. And of course, we put more effort into the ones we think will benefit the community. You know, we're after the guys that are non-polluters, low water users, high wage payers. You know, you and I want Apple Computer, Paul. You know, and that's the reality is we're going to get John and Eddie, or you know, the machine shop with 10 employees, and that's a unique cluster. And what's been interesting in my 20-year career, it took about 2 years to figure out that the Carson City area, the capital region, is the manufacturing center of the state. And that's a number one selling point for us when I go on the road. Manufacturers love to be around other manufacturers. That's number one. Number two is the EPA regs. And put it in a nutshell, in Carson, Lyon, and Douglas counties, you don't even have to smog your car. I mean, that's going to change someday. But anyway, number three is the overall cost of doing business in the capital region, which is about 10% less. And I'm talking about property taxes, property, labor costs, a lot of things involved in there. So what happens, Paul, it's great. I have a company that comes to town. This is your typical visit. When they come to visit, it's about 3 hours, you know, the three-hour tour. But you got Dad in the front seat. He's trying to pencil out, can this work? Does this move justify, you know, can we make it happen? Mom's in the back seat going, where's the shopping, the schools, the churches, the culture? So it's really a fast-paced visit. My job is information overload. I want their heads spinning when they leave me after spending a day looking around. And I think our little key is the experience, you know, the having the knowledge of not only knowing all the industrial parks in Northern Nevada, but who's in those parks. You know, when I go on a drive with a client, I say, hey, this is what this guy does, this is where he came from, how many square feet, how many employees, and chances are the client will say, God, I'd like to meet with this guy.
We're gonna be right back with Chris Holt, Nevada Business Connections, here on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And our 2010 TV spot, we wow them with stuff they don't need. Like a year supply of fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
In 2010, we triple our profits with a new thing we call a website. They get fruitcake, a pooch, and a health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
We're back again with Chris Holt, Executive Director of Nevada Business Connections. Chris, when you go on some of these trips, what are you talking to them about? You talk about no corporate income tax, no personal income tax. What are the other things you use to sell Nevada as a place to live and do business?
Well, that's part of the pitch. Actually, it's what you're doing is you're satisfying the customer needs. Every client has different requirements, and they're all the same issues, just different priorities, whether it be real estate, financing, labor force. And number one is the attitude or aura of a business climate. I mean, that is key. And that is actually, I would say, the number one reason why Starbucks landed in Minden. You know, there were about 25 letters fired off from that community saying, we want you. And they told me point blank, you guys not only made the short list, you want us. And I think the key is these recruitment trips. When I go over there and talk to them, in the old days I used to sell, hey, it's 40% less our workers' comp. It's a done deal. You don't have to talk about anything else, Lake Tuhui or nothing. You know what I mean? It's a done deal. Now it's a little bit, the margins are slimmer, so the sell is a lot tougher. So in this business, you cannot have buyer's remorse. I mean, that would be the end of my career if I promise sunshine rains money and it doesn't happen, you know. So I'm the guy that's the introducer. I'm the matchmaker, basically. And, you know, it just depends on what their issues are. Definitely as a benefit, the corporate and personal income taxes. That's why I'm in Oregon. That's the number one reason. My God, Oregon is a beautiful state. You know, we go up there, it's green, and I'm going, man, this is tough. And it's kind of, the attitude up there is you pay to play. You know, I mean, we're up here. I have a lot of good friends in the Portland region. And they said, hey, you know, we're not going anywhere. You know, we've got our roots down here, and it is expensive, but we love it up here. And you know, it's interesting, too, talking point blank to these guys, what's your opinion of Reno? You know, and I go, come on, you're an old buddy of mine. I've known you for 25 years. Tell me the truth. And we still have that image that we will never shake, so we need to work with it. And that's the Johnny Cash, quickie divorces, cheap whiskey, and brothels. I mean, all that stuff plays in the... And they don't understand if you look outside the box, we're a true business community. I mean, this is awesome. They go, what? You're kidding me. You know, they can't believe that we have industrial stuff going on.
Well, I mean, you've had some success stories, so much that when a group of California legislators were here about a year ago and you spoke before the group, they called you the poacher. Can you talk about some of those success stories that you have had in bringing those businesses from California into Nevada?
Well, I could write two books. You know, I mean, I don't know where to begin. Each one of them has a different story. There's so many variables involved. As a matter of fact, here's a classic. Just one just popped in my brain. As far as custom stamping, a good 60-employee operation in Carson City. They do precious metal stamping for the electronics industry. The guy hated Carson City. And all of a sudden, we took him out to Dayton, and he had lunch, and he had this Swiss dinner that he just fell in love with. And all of a sudden, he dropped his guard. You know, I mean, wow, this is kind of a neat community. What the hell does that have to do with anything? You know, I mean, you never know what's going to float their boat. So you throw everything at them, especially on the first visit. You just try to do an information overload, show them as much as you can, the Indian Scout trip, and then you try matching. It's the personality thing. It's the buddy system. You know, I catch them, my team fillets them. You know, it's not me. It's really the guys behind it. And it varies. I mean, it depends.
So what makes you different, besides how you get your funding, that you don't take any government funding, what makes you different from organizations like EDON and our State Economic Development
It's just pure
Authority?
Private investment. I live off memberships, which is not a great thing. I mean, I'm running pretty tight. But I expect at some point to hopefully get a contract or two, either from some of the smaller counties or the state, as a professional headhunter. You said poacher. You know, they call me the connector in northern Nevada. They do call me the poacher in California. And you were at that legislative session when I talked, and they all backed down when I looked at them and said, I was just in your neighborhood and planning on going on yours next. And they said, get his license plate, you know? But I mean, it's a fact.
And one of those recent success stories you've had that actually moved into South Reno is a company called Synvasive. Can you tell us what it was like to get that company with, I don't know, how many employees?
Well, they're eventually they'll employ 50. And they're planning for 35 to actually relocate at one point. And they're a great company. Surgical instruments, they're bone cutting blades.
How do you get them to make that move from California to Nevada?
They were looking 10 years ago, and they came back into town looking for me. You know, they were after me. So they were a machine shop back then, 10 years ago, looking at Carson City. And why they selected South Reno, one major overriding factor, not only because they live around South Reno and Lake Tahoe, but the fact that they want to be near UNR and the CAD school. They want to practice their bone cutting blades on the CAD school. So that was one of the major factors. But they left for all the right reasons. I mean, they didn't leave. They're just expanding. They'll have their sales office headquarters still in California until they figure out, you know, this is the place to be. And but that's one. You know, they all have little stories like that on, you know, what's gonna be the final. And that's why this job is so much fun. I'll tell you, the ultimate for me is to pick up the newspaper in the morning and see that $100,000 was donated to Western Nevada College by a manufacturer that just moved here 3, 4, or 5 years ago.
So it is about getting those good corporate citizens here.
It's the greatest, yeah. And I could go on and on as far as the corporate guys that
are here. Well, and I can't let you because we have to end. But, Chris, thank you very much for being here. We'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Save energy and money. Take control at NVEnergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here today with our Power Pundit panel. We have economist John Galtney, Mike Bosmo, managing partner of the Bosmo Group, and Dory Goy, the vice chair of the Washoe County Democratic Party.
All right.
Over the weekend, Vice President Joe Biden, they had a nice little photo op of him in a paper hat selling custard, and he was talking with the manager there, and the manager said, you know, hey, could you lower our taxes? I'll call the free custard I give you even. Mike, let's talk about that. Are we overtaxed in America right now?
You know, there's a fascinating dichotomy, Paul, that right now roughly 46, some up to, would say up to 50% of Americans don't pay federal income tax. But there's this thought that we're paying a lot of tax. People ask, come to my CPA practice, and Mike, lower my tax. I'm paying a ton of tax. And you look on their income tax, they're really not paying any. And so there's this thought that, yeah, I'm being overtaxed. And maybe what the custard shop owner should have said is, I'll tell you, just promise not to raise my taxes to pay for what you're spending today. You know, and I'll give you a gallon of free custard.
But what Mike's forgetting is that on the local level and the state level, taxes have been rising dramatically to substitute or pick up what the federal government has not been doing effectively. And so the Tea Party movement that, you know, I like to call them the teacup group, have, I think, responded to that. So there's a kind of local groundswell of just what I call blue-collar six-pack folks who are beginning to feel the pressure. And they don't really know where it's coming from in a lot of cases. And they do think it's coming from the federal government in some cases, but it's not. It's coming
but they're
from
also
the
listening to a lot of adverse media out there about it. And I think that's what's really pulling up the, you know, average Joe six-pack type guys. He's listening to the radio all the time, and he's getting that, you know, no new taxes, we're paying too much.
Well, and I think when you look at factually, intellectually, the deferred taxes and the unfunded mandates that are going to have to be pushed through states, you know, that is going to, there's a future hit.
That scares people,
and I think rightfully so. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like this imbalance of what we're spending versus what we're bringing in.
Social Security, Medicaid. Dory, you were at the Nevada State Democratic Party over the weekend. Congratulations.
You were
voted to be on the executive board.
That's correct.
You know, one of the things that the Reid campaign has really gone after Sharon Angle on is Social Security. Now, you know, we all know Social Security is a big problem. Do you think that this is an issue that is going to resonate, saying that Sharon Angle wants to take Social Security away from seniors?
Well, I think it will definitely with the seniors. I mean, they're really concerned about it, you know. She's only one person, but her voice is big, and the seniors are listening to her. You know, they're the ones that have paid into their Social Security for many years, along with their employer-matched funds, and they're concerned. They don't want to lose their Social Security, and especially lose their Medicare.
You know, you're absolutely right. By the way, I'm probably one of those seniors who's I get a Social Security check. The fact is, though, we all know around this table that Social Security is in trouble, and that some repair technique needs to be employed. Unfortunately, and I think in both political parties, there's been an absence of the courage necessary to say that something has to be done.
So is Sharon right by saying that?
Well,
should we demonize her?
I think she's right in the sense that she's bringing the issue to the table.
Yep.
And to fight that question, and I've, by the way, I voted for Harry Reid every single time Harry Reid has run in this state, and I'm a registered Republican. But to fight the issue is to obviously say, I don't understand the problem.
Right.
And Harry has to come across as saying, I want to take care of you, but I do understand this has to be fixed.
Well, it's called a defined benefit program. I mean, that's the federal government and state government just loves defined benefit programs. And that is, you know, we're just going to promise to pay you a certain sum every month until you die. And as people live longer, it's becoming more and more expensive to carry those programs. And that's the problem with Social Security. It's a problem with the state budget. A defined benefit program, instead of just saying, you know, you can decide how much you want to spend of this nut that you get.
Yeah, but you don't go out saying we're going to do away with it completely.
Well, and I don't know that she said that. I don't think she said that either. I think she said we need to look at phasing it out.
Right.
Now, you know, we have this Federal Debt Commission. They're going to be issuing a report, of course, after the election, which is just how we do things in this country.
Right.
And one of the things they're going to look at is, of course, raising the retirement age. John, you're an economist. What are some of the things you would look at doing?
Fixing Social Security is, first of all, you've got a lower anticipation on the part of an awful lot of people in this country because you cannot match that level. The second thing is understanding that we are, in a sense, forcing some of the most productive people in this country to retire. We're enticing them away from the jobs. In the university system, we've been smart enough not to do that. We understand that people that are 65 to 70 years old are not obsolete. But a lot of other systems don't do that. So the first step is understanding people are probably going to work longer.
I'll let you two finish it up real quick, Dory.
Well, I agree with you. You know, and there, I'm in that group of between 65 and 70 myself, and I retired a year and a half ago. I feel today I could probably still be working. Mm-hmm. I retired from an industry that kind of went obsolete as far as I was concerned. And I depend on my Social Security. But my husband and I have also planned beyond Social Security, and that's the problem. Most people don't.
Mike, quick last word.
You bet. Incentivize people to not retire. Incentivize them. Right now, there's a significant amount of reduction you get in benefit, and you're taxed if you continue to work.
That's
Take
correct.
That disincentive away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, that has to be it. Thank you very much. We will be right back.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers today. Sam is back tomorrow, and we're going to have Lee Rowland, who is the Northern Nevada coordinator for the ACLU. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.